with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. European Union foreign ministers are weighing a decision of what to do to keep the Strait of Hormuz open in order to stop an energy crisis.
Meeting in Brussels on Monday, EU foreign ministers were discussing Trump's demand for warships to help protect shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. The foreign ministers of Germany and Estonia said they wanted more clarity on what the US and Israeli aims were for the conflict and when it would end. Germany also insisted that the war has nothing to do with NATO. I'm Karen Shamas.
President Trump has been venting on his social media website, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In several lengthy late-night posts, the president expressed anger and frustration about several subjects and people. He raged against the U.S. Supreme Court for its decision last month overturning his tariffs, writing that Chief Justice John Roberts is completely inept. He also complained about the federal judge who blocked a probe of the Fed chair, calling him wacky and nasty, and proclaimed that media outlets should face charges of treason for their coverage of the Iran war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Storms sweeping across the eastern half of the country are disrupting air travel across the United States. FlightAware reported more than 4,200 U.S. flights canceled Monday and about 9,600 others delayed. The storms already dumped heavy snow across parts of the Midwest. Severe thunderstorms hit parts of Virginia and North Carolina as the system moved east. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 387 points. The Nasdaq rose 268. The S&P 500 advanced 67 and oil near $93 a barrel. This is SRN News. And Oregon City goes all in for group marriage.
Portland has adopted an ordinance that adds polyamory to its non-discrimination law. Polyamory refers to so-called marriages involving three or more people. Oregon is a very liberal state and Portland is a very liberal city. Officials there claim there are more LGBT residents in Portland than in any other metropolis outside of San Francisco. Several other localities across the U.S. now legally recognize group marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
As the U.S. and Israeli offensive against Iran unfolds, some evangelical leaders in this country are speaking of the conflict in biblical terms, mapping end-time prophecies onto current events in the Middle East. In a recent sermon, Pastor John Hagee, founder of Christians United for Israel, described the war as part of a divine plan, adding prophetically, we're right on cue. SRN News. More states are encouraging businesses to help employees sign up for universal health care. They're using a policy backed by President Donald Trump to do it.
President Trump explained why he didn't support an extension of government subsidies that made Obamacare plans more affordable for millions. Those subsidies have now expired, sending premiums soaring. But Mr. Trump has continued to support a 2019 rule issued in his first term that allowed states to offer tax credits to businesses that helped employees enrolled in Obamacare plans. That offer is now finding more takers among Republicans and Democrats as state lawmakers look for ways to keep the uninsured rate down. At least six states are looking at offering the tax credits to businesses that adopt the Trump policy to stem the damage. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Obamacare enrollment has already dropped by more than 1 million this year, with a further decline expected. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.